Started yesterday. As again, I mentioned yesterday at the beginning of that part of the shiur, we discussed some of these matters in our previous man before the break, but we're going into it in more detail now and trying to see new things which we didn't see then, so no one should somehow feel in any way bored. New and important things. Let's start again from the very beginning. The Mishnah says in Afsamach Aleph from the base. Mishnah tells us, okay, the details to follow. Two boys, boy and a girl, as the case may be. The expression, lo yivatel, implies that once an individual has pruravu, it's still the possibility of more pruravu. That was the first inference that we had. You already have a boy and a girl, don't be misbatel, then you may be misbatel from an additional level of pruravu. It indicates that pruravu, a boy and a girl, is a shi, what we call the shi lamata. It's a minimum. But is it what we call a mitzvah, I say, kiyumis, to have more children. That's the kiyum of the mitzvah, having at least a boy and a girl, and having more children, that's what we call, that's the kiyum. And once, the Rambam used the word kiyum a few different times. Of course, we suggested, based on again, the Lashon Rambam, that the ma'ase mitzvah you have to do, and even the schar that you get, is not because you have a boy and a girl. That's not in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. The ma'ase you have to do is the owner, as the Rambam says, the owner Amura Batorah, and the schar that a person gets in the Olam Abba is for doing that, or sakta the period of a rivia. But at the end of the day, he had 10 boys, or he had, now, she married one family had 10 boys. They keep trying and just, what can you do? Just the genes, 10 boys. The other one has a boy and a girl, that's enough, adkan. So when they come to Shemayim, I'm not convinced that the couple are going to walk together. And I say, we have a boy and a girl. Not we, the husband says, father, I have a boy and a girl. I get first row seats. And one says, I tried. We had 10 boys, and then I just ran out of time. You think he's going to get a back seat? My gut tells me, and we don't know the cheshbonah shomala. My gut tells me that the person who has the 10 boys, and just what can he do? His wife couldn't produce a girl. They just came out old boys, right? That he may get a more front row seat than Olam Haba than the guy who had a boy and a girl. That's enough. I don't want any more. It's too much. I can't handle it anymore. Yes, Joel. In my opinion, there's no chiyuv to do IVF. There's no chiyuv to do any, even a less dramatic IUI is less dramatic than IVF. Even that's not a chiyuv. The Rambam says the chiyuv is to the bia b'makom ona. I'm not saying a person is wrong to try those other, what we call the artificial procreation methods. I think that. Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, I didn't catch what you said. Show means it's false. A man has 10 boys. His wife says, you know, I'm running out of time. My clock is ticking. 10 boys. That's why I have a girl. He says, how do you have a girl? I can't. No, we'll do IVF with PGD, with gender selection. And we'll select out a girl. Would I recommend that? No. Absolutely not. Yes?
Maybe I should just brought up a good point that we were discussing yesterday about whether you can fulfill the mitzvah through other ways. Like
artificially.
Artificial insemination.
Right.
So what would happen if a couple tries to have...
Is your father an OBGYN?
Yes.
I just want to make sure we have full disclosure over here. We're not stopping here. Yes?
So what happens if a couple tries to have kids, it doesn't work, right? So they maybe they should get divorced, right? Like
divorced?
No, that's meaning because the right to have kids. He still has the chiyuv to have kids.
There's a Mishnah which says in Nafsam of Dalit, enough in the Mishnah which we'll get to later on, that Lasa Isha V'Shah Es HaShanim V'Loyolda Einu HaShaoli Batel. So by divorcing a Girsha, the next word is Girsha. So you'll ask, how come I'm saying Chas V'Shalom? We get to it. I'm not up to the Mishnah of Sarah. We're not up to it yet. We're just starting the sugya. We'll get to it. It's not even under my
Makaris. If they can't fulfill the mitzvah, meaning if they cannot fulfill the mitzvah with...
regularly.
Even through... Meaning,
they went to Dr. Pollack, the best doctor in all of Pittsburgh. And he couldn't help them. They can't have any children. Doctors, I'm sorry, mister. I'm sorry, mister. Your wife can't have a child. He can't have a child. That's another point. Your wife can't have a child. You can stand on your head. She'll never have a child. So what's he going to do? She divorces his wife? That's what you're asking.
But no, I'm asking about even like artificial insemination might not help you fulfill the mitzvah.
I mean, oh, I was waiting for that question. Does a person fulfill the mitzvah and get mitzvah points in Olam Haba if he has a wife, has a child, instead of the normal way? This is a little bit of a technical problem. There are many people who, you know, we didn't have all this top medical information in the yesteryear. Today, young men married a year or so, nothing. They have to go to a doctor, and the doctor does a workup on him and a workup on her. That's the way it is. And they come back with a report to me. Well, the doctor says that when a person's zera is tested, we spoke about that permissibility of testing, comes up a sugya later on as well, where there was a, but we spoke about it a little bit, we'll get to it later on in the Masechta Yevamos, so when the testing is permissible. And they found out what they could call low motility, but I'm not a doctor. They count the sperm, and it's supposed to be like 40 million. We can't even begin to understand the godless haboy rate. 40 million. Yeah, he has his 40 million, no problem. But there's low motility, which means they're not good swimmers. Have you learned how to swim when you were in camp? Maybe they taught you how to swim, you know, you swim against the tide. So these 40 million, but they all have, they never pass the deep water test. They can't do the crawl. So they're not moving so well. So the way to get out of that problem nowadays is they just do an IUI. They take the zera of the husband, it's 100%, nothing wrong with it, 40 million of them. But just can't get in. They go, psh, with a syringe, and voila, baby. Frek Ben, very nice as a baby. But when it comes to Shemayim, and they ask him, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Puru Ravu? Can he say yes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's been sick the whole time, and trying to have a kid through Ona, he can't, and the way he has it is through IVF, so he's doing both.
So when the Rambam said that the nature of the mitzvah is, live all but call Ona Murabatora, that was Dr. Rambam, as great a doctor as he was, he didn't know about IUI, and he certainly didn't know about IVF. It's not to say that Rambam wasn't a good doctor. Right? It's just a recent, fairly recent inventions. As a matter of fact, the Beis Shmuel and Cheres B'chol that we spoke about already last time, send the Maram HaKomos again, say that a person who has a child, Ambati, or Sadinim, which is the halachic equivalent of these artificial procreations, so there, it says in those svarim that, yeah, he has a boy and a girl. The question, what does that mean? I agree, as a boy and a girl, and he's no longer mechuyev liva b'chalona murabatar, because he has a boy and a girl, de facto. But we gave the question before. We had the case, yes, we spoke about it yesterday. Someone is a goy and has a boy and a girl. And then he converts, everyone converts, mazel tov. Now we say, he no longer has to involve himself in having additional children of Ikeridin. So the question of Minchas Chinuch raised, of course, from the Turei Evan, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when he had the boy and the girl, he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. Right? If a person is unfortunately temporarily insane and eats matzah Pesach night, and now he becomes sane again, he's required to have an additional bite of matzah. That's what the Gemara says in Masech the Rosh Hashanah of Chavches. For the Turei Evan, very nice, he had a boy and a girl, and he was a goy. It's like eating matzah when you're not a Bar Chiyuva. So you should have to eat matzah again instead of children again. That's the question. The answer to that question, so the Minchas Chinuch phrased it his way. His way is that the nature of the mitzvah is you have children. He has children. Now you're Jewish and you have children. I'm uncomfortable with that phraseology. I'm uncomfortable. The way I phrased it, when a person has children, de facto, a boy and a girl, he's no longer obligated to be osik b'puruvu and have additional children. Okay, that I understand. But you want to know, did he have the schar mitzvah, the kiyum? The word kiyum means two different things. We can use the word chiyum and the word schar to mean two completely different things. Chiyum is, are you obligated or not to go further? And schar means past tense. So you're going to get olam haba for what you did. Right? The word kiyum is used in both contexts. Usually the word kiyum means the kiyum mitzvah, which is associated with schar. But here the rabbi uses the word kiyum, v'yizkayim v'yado, in the sense that you no longer have a chiyuv, you have a boy and a girl, and they're alive, and then the whole story, which we read those rabbis yesterday. So that the question over here becomes, very nice, this person didn't know what he was doing. The person is asleep. And the person in his sleep, so he ends up with Zera and the Sadinim. He doesn't know, V'layada b'shuchba v'kuma, he doesn't know what's going on, nothing around him. The next day, they don't change the linens, someone, a lady sleeps on those sheets and has twins, a boy and a girl. It can't be medically, I don't think, even Dr. Pollack, I think, can't believe it's going to happen medically, he's going to get pregnant on a sheet. Can't be. Yeah, all the doctors say it can't be. But okay, a fluke, it happened. He's going to come to Shemayim. I want Lev Yosin. Why? Why? Don't you know? The Malachim, you know, that I was slept there on a sheet, and then I came to my attention that some lady slept on it tonight that none of us knew, and she had twins, and it happened to be a boy and a girl. Give me my share. So you shagets, you're a bum. You never got married in your whole life. You weren't a big tzaddik like what was it? Was it Elisha? Was it Elisha?
Ben-Azai.
No, not Ben-Azai. Different.
Sira.
No. You're talking about different tzaddikim. Elisha. No? You don't talk about? Elisha. The Gemara in Brachos. Elisha. So, Hine Isha Lokim over Aleinu. So, how did they know it was an Isha Lokim? The two pshatim. One, the flies didn't come and bother him. And one, that the sheets were always clean. It was fit tzaddik. It lower all Kerem Yomav, like Yaakov Avinu. Okay? So, this guy's not quite Elisha. All right? And he's going to want, and he wants to have, not Yaakov Avinu, not Elisha, and he wants to get schar for what he did, which is, I'm not thinking it's an avera, chalil, we don't want to give people guilt trips. But it doesn't demonstrate that he's a tzaddik like Elisha, like Yaakov Avinu. And then he didn't know what in the world he was doing anyway. And then, you know, someone else happens to be on the sheet the next night, or later, somehow by some fluke becomes pregnant as a boy and a girl, and he's going to come online to get his due in Olam Haba? I don't know. But that's that case. What about the case where he spent $30,000 to try to have a kid of his hard-earned money with IVF? Because nothing worked otherwise. That's a different story. But you're asking, Ben, technically speaking, if you want to be purely technical, he didn't do the Rambam's own Amura B'Torah. That didn't work for him. My natia is, when it comes to these things, we shouldn't be so technical. Say, well, that depends on what a person, what he was oisik or not oisik. That's my natia, but I'm not sure. Yes?
My whole problem with this oisik and not oisik is, and you're going to say that we haven't done the Gemara yet, but the fact that they might have to get a divorce. Like, if it's true that they have to get a divorce if they can't have kids, right?
No one ever said it.
What?
No one ever said you have to get divorced.
But the fact that we see that he's not.
Let me tell you right now. Since it's Thursday we're speaking about Chumash, so I'll give you my Thursday shiur. Not Parshas B'Shalach. You'll hear your Bokha should be come for Shabbos. You'll hear on B'Shalach then. But Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach. And Parshas Noach, the Holy Torah says, Pru Ruvu. It says it twice. It says it in Bereshis and it says it in Noach. Whole discussion. There's one of them is a mitzvah, one of them is a bracha. There's the Marsha and Sanhedrin and Test, which is this long. About this, and there's much to be said. But in that pasuk, the holy Meshech Chochmah has the following fascinating question. He wants to know, it says in the Mishnah, which it is in the Mar Makomos. This, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we'll turn to it because this is Mamash on the Vakoros. A Mefurash of Mishnah, Rabbi Osai Samachayim at base. Ha'ish Mitzuvah Alpiri Verivya, Avaloha Isha. Stop right there. The father, the son, a man is Mechuyah, but not a woman. So the Meshech Chochmah is very often his Derech. Tries to figure out what's the reason for this. You and I would say, well, what reason? Zeres HaKosov, and that's all. But the Meshech Chochmah is largely into reasons. Tama Dekra. This is what he says. He gives two reasons. One more creative than the next. The first reason is, having a child for a woman is a dangerous proposition. We don't understand too much of it right now. Because right now, Baruch Hashem, survival rates for childbirth are very, 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 very high. In the time of the Torah Kedosha, as we well know, was not so high. Right? We're not so high. We had four imos. You want to throw in six with Bill and Zilpah? One didn't make it. That was Rachel. She didn't make it. The Pashat Pshat is she hemorrhaged. In those days, they very often hemorrhage. And then today, we have blood transfusions, we have surgeries. Or it could have been that the baby, the head was too big. Do we have C-section? They didn't know how to do C-section to be this. There was so many, it was terrible. It was very, and if you think, Rabbi Osai, even for a second, that's not dangerous today to have a baby, you're 100% wrong. And if we have to then pursue Menisa. Yeah, Chanukah already came and Purim's on its way. Pursue Menisa. I'll give you pursue Menisa in my own family. In my own family, we had a situation. A member of the family was having a baby. Was in the hospital. In the hospital on time. On time. But things were a little bit schwach. They wanted to send the couple home. Mamash ready to send the couple home. And one nurse, she should be, forever be blessed, saw up a little bit of blood. And she says, this doesn't look good to me. And it turned out it was something which was called a ruptured uterus, which is a sakonis nefoshes mamish. I'm not discussing 3,000 years ago was my Matan Torah. I'm talking about less than a year ago. Sakonis nefoshes mamish. Chas v'shalom, had the couple gone home, I came and finished her sentence. But because this nurse discovered it, they quickly ran emergency to the emergency room, to an emergency section, and got some mice and medical miracles with thank God everyone's alive. The baby and the mother are both alive. Both are miraculous. I'm talking about now. It's dangerous to have a child. It says in Meshech Chochma, the Torah does not tell us to do things which are dangerous. Not one of the Tariq mitzvahs is dangerous. I'm not. There may be an exception. That is Milchama. Okay, Milchama. So Milchama is a different story. Okay, that may be the sole exception. There's a whole people at Minchas Chinuch. You have to, usually you say, I don't take a chance. Yeah, it's Pekuch Nefesh Doch. But we're not into that right now. A lot of discussions, not for now. But except for Milchama, just about, I can't think of another mitzvah that's dangerous. So for a Kaddish Baruch Hu to command a woman, you are required to have children, he's saying you are required to go into danger. No. That's why a woman is not chayev to have children. Now, of course, on the other half of the coin is, the other side of the coin, Kaddish Baruch Hu implanted into a woman a near desperate need to have children. What's the irony? Rochel Imenu says, Havali Bonim. And what's the next four words? V'im Ayin, if not? And what happened at the end of the day? She had Bonim. Her second son, what happened? Mesa Noch. Same word. What, isn't it on the ultimate irony? She says to Yaakov Avinu, give me children, I'm going to die. And what happens at the end of the day? She has children and she dies from childbirth. We don't question Ribbono Shel Olam's plans. But we see that it's dangerous. Push dangerous. Says the Meshech Chochma, Kaddish Baruch Hu does not want to put a woman into danger. She wants to go into danger. Women are desperate. They'll give their right arm to have a child. But they're going into danger. On their own. Not because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said. I mean, it's a brilliant insight in Meshech Chochma. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you can say that it's because of Nefesh to keep the Jewish people alive, to keep generations going, to have children.
You could say a lot of things. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, according to Meshech Chochma, did not want to impose an obligation on a woman to put her life in danger. You can all agree, that's his first pshat. Good. Second pshat is mamash on point, what you keep discussing. Says the holy Meshech Chochma. There's one other thing Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want. He doesn't want putting people into danger, to command it, and he doesn't like divorce. Kaddish Baruch Hu, what does the Gemara say at the end of Gittin? Call him Magarish Ishtar Rishona. Who can finish the sentence? I feel the Mizbeach more loved the most. The Mizbeach is crying. It's Kaviyoha Kaddish Baruch Hu's tears. When the couples get divorced. And we know all too well. If childbirth mortality has become dramatically lower in the last period of time, the unfortunate is that divorce reality has become tremendously higher in the last period of time. And at Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's Mamash more loved the most. Nope. The Kaddish Baruch Hu commands a woman, she's required to have children. An obligation. And the problem is, her husband can't have any children. Only one way out. Only one way out. What is it, Ben? Divorce. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want divorce. Therefore, he did not command the woman to have children. So you'll ask, wait a minute. But he commanded a man to have children. Isn't he required to divorce his wife? What's the answer?
Marry a second wife.
Exactly.
You can
marry a second wife. Just can marry a second wife. By Kaddish Baruch Hu imposing an obligation upon a man to have a boy and a girl, he's not in any way necessitating divorce. The first wife can't have children. Take a second wife.
Nowadays you can.
Oh, so he took my word out of my mouth. So I say, holding on to the kapota of the Meshech Chochma, Omer Ani, kapota. I have a pshat. Why it is that nowadays we do not advocate divorce. If a couple can't have children, even if it's known by the doctor that it's because of the wife, not because of the husband. Because the Kodesh Baruch doesn't want divorce. That's exactly according to the Mishnah, why he did not command the woman to have children. He commanded the man to have children. There's always an opportunity to have a second wife. Now Rabbeinu Gershom took that opportunity away from us. So therefore, with the spirit of the law, is not to divorce your wife. So therefore, although in strict halacha, maybe it's really required. So the minhag became to follow the spirit of the law. The story goes, and there are many apocryphal stories, Rabbeinu Gershom made a gzeira against having a second wife. Does anyone know why? Have you read it when you were a kid? Those old Lubavitch of books we used to read when they were... Yeah?
People were traveling overseas.
No. What? Anyone know the story? You didn't read this when you were children? Rabbeinu Gershom had a second wife. He gave me the chayim from experience. The way I read the story, again, my memory of everything. You'll probably find it and press one button on your internet and find, look at Rabbeinu Gershom and polygamy, and it'll probably come up right away. That story, it'll probably come up right away. Biography. In 2 seconds, you'll get it on your machine. Yeah? So the way I read it, as that maybe it's just a legend, he did not have children from his first wife. So he took a second wife, as we find over here. The second wife was a shrew. At the end of the day, the second wife wanted to kill him and was about to kill him. And who saved his life? The first, like the movies. The first wife. That's what I read as a child. If there was any truth to that story, before Sunday morning, I wanted it to be typed out and put on my desk. You'll find it over the weekend with your computers. I wanted it. We'll read it together. Dramatic reading on Sunday, Mr. Shem, of this story. At the last second, the first wife got rid of this plot, and she saved Rabbeinu Gershom's life. Said, that's it. I learned from my personal mistakes. Save the rest of Klai Yisrael for the rest of history. No more two wives. I have no kids. So be it. Or Khalil get divorced. But you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it into the Torah notion that a mandated divorce. That's, we'll get to the singularity. I just couldn't, you're pressuring me too much, Ben. I couldn't handle the pressure. So I had to tell you this out of turn. I was going to tell you this much later when we get to that Mishnah. But let's see, we'll chumash a little bit. And it's Shalom al-Yisrael. Okay, so now, good. This is all one big digression. Let's get back to where we're learning. I mean, an important digression. I mean, it's a part of the topic. But let's get back to where we were holding yesterday. Okay. The Gemara tells us, Rabosai, on the Samach Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yeshua says, "La'erev al Tanach Yedech." Even if your person had children when he was younger, you should have children when he's older. Right? And we call that "La'erev al Tanach Yedech." The Rambam said a different word. What did he say? Person being a chiddush, the bona ola moly. I told you, it comes from this Mishnah Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Makoros and Tzunim on the side of the Frank Rambam said, where did Rambam get all this from? Look in the Gemara Abosai on Samach. Where is it? Samach Gilnam Beis, Kilo Shofech Damim. So I said, Shofech Damim is, and you save a guy from being Shofech Damim. So having a child is bon olamale. That's how I understood it based upon this. And so the Netziv said he got based on the second half of the pasuk shneim kechatovim. I think the Master of Kech's answer is a little bit better. The Ramach asks the question. The Ramach said the Master of Kech says belong on another Gemara. Samach dalam and aleph ki the what shchina shetostal be Yisrael. If you bring the shchina be Yisrael, that's kima olam. I like the one on the side of the Frank, although he doesn't get, maybe it's his own original shot, as the best of all. Fine, very, very nice. Rabosai, let's now turn to the Ramban, where we left off yesterday, and see once again. Ramban is saying, so the Gemara is over here in Samach Beis Amud Beis, Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Yeshua. The Riff quotes the Mishnah, quotes Rabbi Yeshua. So the Baal HaMor, of course, as usual, dumps on him. Hey, Riff. I don't think he said it that way, but you know, you can't do that. You can't quote the Mishnah and quote Rabbi Yoshua. You can't do it. The Gemara says one's against the other. Masis lo Rabbi Yoshua. How can you do such a thing? That's the kasha which the Baal HaMor asked against the Rif. And the Ramban springs to the defense of the Rif. That's found over here on page Nunhei in our print. And the Ramban says, no, you need both. You need both. Why do you need both? He says, there's an afkamina between the Doraisa and the Derabonan. Rabbi Riff said that the Erev is Derabonan. We had three nafkaminas. Would he force the guy? right? Whether you force the guy, whether Rabosai, whether he's allowed to get married within three regalim after his first wife died, which the Rambam, the Rif does quote in Masechta Moed Kot, he calls it Mashkin, right? And Rabosai, you have to get divorced. If you have no children, yes, or taking a second wife. And if not, if you have children, then no. There's one other compliment after you from Soda Chava, which you're not going into right now. Fine. So the question is, do you have to quote the Mishnah? You also have to quote Rabbi Yoshua. You have to quote both. You have to quote both. You have to. You have no choice. Right? Because we have to quote it in Doraisa, and in the Rabban, because the Nafkamin is between the two of them. The Rif had to quote both. Ad Kan, what the Ramban says. Very, very important, you saw. Now, what about the Gemara? The Gemara says, Beferish, about Mechira Sefer Torah. So on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, we saw the Gemara yesterday, see it again now. Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara seems to say that once a person has a boy and a girl, then there's absolutely no more obligation whatsoever. Lo yibata adam ipiri v'rivya, elam k'yesh l'bonim. If he has two sons and a daughter, has bonim, then he's absolutely not required any longer whatsoever to try to have more children. That, in fact, against Rabbi Yoshua. Says the Gemara, on that basis, Rabbi Osai, on that basis, there's no, you cannot sell a Sefer Torah. There's absolutely no obligation. Says the Ramban in the very last paragraph, Ahayi, the last three lines in page Nunhei, Vahi Darmin and Liel Sandachal Mebeis, Nafkamin and Limko Sefer Torah, no, Aliba de Masnisin Itmar, the less than Rabbi Yoshua. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yoshua. Why is the Mishnah against Rabbi Yoshua? Because the Mishnah implies, as I said to you before, that there's absolutely no obligation whatsoever to have any children once you have a boy and a girl. The Ramban says on the very top line of the second column, quotes the Mishnah, Lo yibata bonim, the mashma, ho yesh la bonim, yibotel, yibotel, right? But we don't pass in that way, because passing after the Erev applies. Okay? So therefore, according to the Mishnah, no. According to the Mishnah, Lo Shara Limko Sei Vitor Benisha Bas Bonim, the Shena Bas Bonim, the Ficha Cheshmita Rabbeinu Zal, the Rif left out the Gemara Samachal, the Gemara is wrong! The Gemara was going to the Mishnah, we passed like Rabbi Yeshua! So therefore, you would sell a Sefer Torah according to the Ramban, even if you have a son and a daughter. You want to have more children. Two wives, two women, want to marry you. Farm is so little blunt. Two women want to marry. They're both very, very pretty, very nice, very good, very nice, fine, shine, good. One is 50, and one is 40. And you're 50. So, you know, you're supposed to try to marry someone about your age, but okay, 10 years, good. So you can marry the 50-year-old who says, I'm postmenopausal. The average age for menopause is 51 in America. So she's 50, and a woman over 40, they're postmenopausal already. That's one of the reasons why people shouldn't stall off, as Dr. Pollack, I'm sure, will agree, for having children, because there are people who are early menopause in their 30s yet. You'll ask the doctor, they'll tell you that it's a fact. I know of cases myself, I'm not even an MD. So, okay, so she's 50, and she, let's say she's even 40. They're both 40. So he says, they're going on a date, but with the Shatrin, anyone who's, let's say he's 40. Let's say he's also 40. Nebuch lost his wife. And he has a son and a daughter. Anytime he wants to go out to meet another woman, to marry her, the first question you have to ask is this woman interested in having children? Yes or no? So they read him two shidduch. They come back. They're both interested in having children, but only fortunately, one of them is postmenopausal. She can't have a child. Okay? The other one can. But then they say, the one who has a child, if you want to marry her, the one who has no children but wants to have a child, if you want to marry her, you got to put an escrow, $50,000. She's afraid she's going to have a child, and you're already 40 years old, she's 40 years old, and then what's going to happen down the road? Another one says, not have any children, but don't have no money in escrow. Says, I don't have $50,000, but you have a Sefer Torah. Sell the Sefer Torah, put the $50,000 in escrow, and have a child. Says the Rambam, do it! Do it! And the Gemara says, don't do it. You're right. The Gemara says, according to the Mishnah, you don't do it. Masih's talking about Yeshua. The Mishnah also knows such thing as Le'arva Tanach Yedach. You have a boy and a girl, you have no right to sell the Sefer Torah, put the 50,000 in escrow to marry the woman who's a Bas Banim. That's it, too bad. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, you sell the Sefer Torah, put the money in escrow, and marry the girl who can have children. I'm dramatizing a little bit, but that's what it boils down to ultimately at the end of the day. Okay? So writes the Holy Ramban. Any questions so far? The Ramban is klar. You sell a Sefer Torah if you have a boy and a girl. You want to marry a Bas Banim, even though you can marry a Shalom Bas Banim for free. Yes, sir. Come to the Balamor also. We start with the Ramban, we'll come to the Balamor momentarily. Okay, Rabbos, it's just important to know what the Ramban said before we get to analyze the ups and the downs. Grounds. What exactly did he say? Now, what did the Balamor say? And what did the Ravid say? Okay. What did the Balamor say? What did the Ravid say? Okay. So I'd like to start with the Ravid. And not all of you have the Ravid. Who does not have a Ravid? Who has the old Gemaras? Who does not have a Ravid? Yes, look on with your neighbors. There's only six guys have the old Gemaras. Find a neighbor who has the old Zvahada Gemaras. Have the Ravid printed on page Nunhei. Let's read it together. Because the Ravid gets right to the point. The Balamor is a little bit elliptical. The Ravid is mamish. Boom! Doesn't play any games. What does the Ravid say? Omer Avron. Tomei Ani Al Dvarav. Sheilu Amar Rabbi Yeshua lo yibot l'adam mipiri v'riv yafili yesh lo kama bonim nirecholag amish chaseinu l'gamrin Avu lo Amar Elohoyu lo boyaldu so yilo bonim iziknuso v'hevi lo posim b'divri kabbala v'hu enu mefurish elik ena smachta al ken Amar Rabzal kiyuma dirabonim u'mish chaseinu lo hiske mitzvah zuklal mikol makom tarvayu istu somewhat like the Ramban haikadinei v'haikadinei Mitzvahs Piriv Riva Doraisa, Mocher Sefer Torah, Kedei Likach Isha Bas Banim. Avol, what's the next word? What's the next word? Who's Rabbanah? Have you ever Rabbanah? Who's Rabbanah? Who's Rabbanah? Maybe it means Rabbanah in the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, so it's called Rabbanah. I want to make a radical suggestion again. I want to add one letter. Huh? Dalit. Who said Dalit? I wanted to say, Avolidirabonon, right? You sell it for a Doraisa. Avolidirabonon, lo yimkor. Fisha eno ro simen brochelem kein mochel davagodom. Wow. I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong, but that's what I would suggest. That the Dirabonon, you don't sell the same Torah? Against the Ramban! Against the Ramban! As the Ramban said, according to Rabbi Shua, you do sell the same Torah for the Dirabonon. And the Rabbi says, no. Keep going. V'ashmuel shu Rabbi shal Rabbi Masta Gadisa b'kiddush in Besar Yuchs u'v'kama duchti. Lo'omar afal pi sheyesh lo kama bonin osu lamen b'lo isha v'lo osu levatel alma ein bo lo isir asei v'lo isir lav elike eitza tova kom Rabbi Yeshua. It's like he even uses a lesser phrase than the Ramban. The Ramban said, we mentioned this already yesterday in the Ramban. The Ramban said it's not a takanta, because if it had been a takanta, the Rabbanan, like Ner Chanukah, we could argue you would have to sell this, you'd have to force the guy to do it. The expression that the Ramban uses in explaining what it is, right? He says it's a kaminik derech eretz, right? That's the lashon of Ramban. Kein yishuv derech eretz, so therefore we're not machmir to force him. The Ravid has even a lesser phrase. Ke'etza tova kama Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? Afal pi. What do you mean afal pi? Afal pi, the expression, afal pi. It's a very strange Ravid. He's giving you a citation. The Gemara's expression, where's afal pi? See the word afal pi anywhere in Shas? He's saying afal pi, what I think he's trying to say, that even though a person had children when he was young, he should try to have children when he is old. But it's only an Eitzah Tova. That's why I read it. Avolamad b'lo isha, ika isur, shem yavol dehira avera. That's even more chomer for both sides. The two did it back to back. Having additional children and not being without a wife. Not being without a wife is more chomer, says the Holy Ravid. V'yim bazelo yimko sefer Torah. If you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, even for the sake of getting married, there no woman will marry you unless you want to put $50,000 in the bank. Nobody. Nobody. So the rabbi is, you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. To get married, notwithstanding the Hiru Hurim and all kinds of various, whatever you may think about, Bechulei, Koshken Alzeh, Kavachomer, for the lesser Inyan of Le'er Botanik Yedecha, you may not sell the Sefer Torah. Okay, there are both sides. So here we have the rabbi telling us, you don't sell the Sefer Torah, not for Le'er Botanik Yedecha, and certainly not, yeah, and not even for what? For getting married bichlal, ad kan the rabbi. You don't tell, the only time you sell the Sefer Torah is for pru revu, the mitzvah gedol. Otherwise, not. You with me so far? This is very important. Very important. This is the rabbi. This is the rabbi. Rabosai, what does the Ramban think about this? What does the Ramban think about this? What does the Ramban say about selling a Sefer Torah, Rabosai, for the sake of getting married without children? Let's take a look at the next to last paragraph in the Ramban. Okay? Next to the last paragraph. He says as follows. Hulo lalama mitzvah bonim ksava shekfa pirish elalomar. She'osilo la'odom lama b'lo'isha Afo p'ishen l'chayev klav apriri v'rivya. Catch this now. U'la'ola mocher u'sefer Torah Afilu li sa'ishad la'v v'azbonim V'yaf al-gav d'leka sheves. Rabban is exactly the opposite of the rabbi. The rabbi is you sell for neither. Neither l'erev nor for lo'tov v'yosan l'levado. Right? Which is more common. And the Ramban says, read it again very carefully. He says as follows: Afal pisha nechayev klal b'piriv v'rivya. All the mogul say v'torah afilu li siish lai basbanin. Avdikashevs. He's against the rabbi twice. Number one is against the rabbi that he says you have to sell the Sefer Torah for both, and the rabbi said for neither. But it's also a dispute which is more likely that we should allow a person to sell a Sefer Torah. The rabbi says, if you don't sell the Sefer Torah, what? If you don't sell the Sefer Torah, even in order to have additional kids, Kolshkein, you don't sell the Sefer Torah for the more serious matter of not being single. And the Ramban says, you're wrong twice. He says, you sell the Sefer Torah for both, but which is more likely to sell the Sefer Torah? Not as the rabbi would have it, not being single, but rather having kids, Shevis. Where did the Ramban get that from? Because the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, that some of the posts can be a quote, a person sells the Sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of Shevis. Mefurash Gemara Megillah Chav Zayin. That's where the Ramban got it from. The rabbi came from a different perspective, because he thinks it's much worse to be, the status of being single is much worse than not trying to have additional children. So we have a humdinger battle over here between the Ramban and the rabbi. They're fighting on two facts, and even fighting on the order of which would be more likely to sell the Sefer Torah, even though it makes difference for neither of them. The Ramban says you sell for both, the rabbi says you sell for neither. But im tim talomi, you sell for one and not the other, they fight about that too. an extra fight. Everyone with me so far? We're just starting to duke it up over here. So the Ramban and the rabbi are mamish minakotz el akotz. Comes in the book of Yosef, they answer to see. With the pshara, Rabosai. A pshara in the name of the Ritva. Take a look over here. Take a look. Page Nun Dalet in our print. Umistabra. It's this, on column 2, left column, on page Nun Dalet, about the 10th narrow line. Tiksharoy laholid. Mocher Sefer Torah, Mishum de Rabbi Yoshua, Viafagav of Mitzvah de Rabbanon, Vloafkina and Hocham is Sefer Torah, Elal Inyan Isha She'ena Basbanon, Vechen Allah Harit Mazal. Whoa, whoa, whoa! He accepts the Ramban almost completely. He accepts the Ramban Yedusa L'Sefer Torah to have additional children. He accepts the Ramban that doing it for the sake of children is more serious than it is just to get married, not to be single. But he breaks from the Ramban and says, based upon Pashup Shah and the Gemara, you may not sell the Sefer Torah for Eina Bas Banim, even if the result is that you're going to be single. Follow me? So therefore, Rabosai, he's like the Ramban with one major, major glaring exception. He prohibits selling a Sefer Torah for the sake of marrying a woman who's not a Bas Banim. Ramban said yes, grudgingly, because it's not as important as Sheves. But the Ritva says, in fact, no. Only for Sheves or for Erev. And otherwise, not. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? He's just saying it with such certitude. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eger, that he got it from the Nebuka Yosef. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Maamar Karmis, not mistaken. Goes on the Chelkas Mechokek, Siv Kotnehe. Take a look, Rabosai, in Tosfos. Let's take a look at Tosfos. He claims that the Nebuka Yosef and the Ritva learned Pshat like Tosfos. Let's take a look at Tosfos, right over here. Look over here in Tosfos. Right over here. Samach Aleph Mebeis. Nafka Mina Limkor Sefer Torah B'Shulbon. That's a very strange, it's a strange Gemara. What do I mean? We just said that. We just said it. What do I mean, Nafka Mina? Nafka Mina is the Yad Sefer Torah. So Nafka Mina, are you required to have more children beyond the first two or not? The Mishnah says no. And Rabbi Shul later on says yes. What are you introducing Sefer Torah for? Says Tosfos. Kloma, lahai milsa nami nafkamina. The real nafkamina is, are you required to try to have more children if you had a boy and a girl? The Mishnah says no. And the Mishnah says, and by the way, if you want to do it anyway, don't you dare sell a Sefer Torah. For lo garcina lamai nafkamina. The tuba nafkamina. Kitkama behedrin labonim. No Sisha Bas Bonim, Yeshua Bonim, no Sisha La Bas Bonim. Forget Sefer Torah. Even not doing Sefer Torah, the guy is either a pauper or a millionaire. Doesn't matter. It's an Afkamina. Even for that. Oh. Problem is, says the Rabbi Akiva Eger. But the Ramban says, Agamar Shalok Halacha. Agamar says, why, Rabosai? Rabosai. Agamar goes going to the Mishnah. And we pass like whom? Like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Holy Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's true with respect to the children aspect. That's why with respect to the children aspect, the Ritva and Nebuka Yosef agree, you would tell the Sefer Torah to have additional children against our Gemara. But our Gemara also is assuming, Rabosai, that you do not sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who cannot have children. That's found in exactly the same Gemara. That never changes. To the Kaima Kaima, didn't Kaima Mkomo. That doesn't change. Same as the Gemara said over here, you would not sell a Sefer Torah for a Lav Bas Bonim. That never changes. True, later on, the Gemara came up with a Wapa Chiddush and said, Rabbi Yeshua says you sell a Sefer Torah to have additional children. All right, that changed, we accept it. But as far as the original din of not selling a Sefer Torah to have married woman who has no children, that never changed. That's what Bikivega says. That the Nebuka Yosef felt lump shot in the Gemara like the first day in Tosfos. Meridik. You have a chance to look it up. And that Rabbi Kivega on the Chelkos Mechokek at the very end of Sifkaten Hay. Right. None of you have it in front of you. You can look it up yourselves. I don't want to spend the time right now. You'll see Rabbi Kivega is right there. Right there. But there's another Teretz in Tosfos. Vodo Meri. Let's look at the second Teretz in Tosfos over here. Vodo Meri. The Motzi LeMeimar, that filu yesh lo bonim, leolam mitzvah lisa bas bonim. Even the Mishnah holds that way. Ela modu, what does the Vav say? Ela dafka. Oh, ela mod. I don't know how to read this exactly. Hecha de tzorach limko sefer Torah b'shul bas bonim. That's an afkamina. Kevin the yesh lo bonim, lo yimkor meyacha shemotzi shena bas bonim, floyd starach limkor. Ah, whole different story. According to this older Marie, Rabosai, what does it mean? That since you can find a wife, who cannot have children without selling the Sefer Torah, you have no right to sell the Sefer Torah for the additional increment increment of doing what? Of having additional children. The last phrase of Tosfos. Lo yimkor, why not? Me'achas shemotzi she'ena basbanav lo yistarach limkor. What does that imply, Shaul? What does it imply? What does it imply? Who got it? Raise your hand, a volunteer. What does it imply? This last, let's read again the last two lines of Tosfos. He says, Lo yimkor me'achas shemotzi she'ena basbanav lo yistarach limkor. What does that imply? Yes? That's what it says. What does it imply?
That you can.
That you should marry a woman. Even.
Yes.
And if it's something you can,
that you couldn't, I'll say it a little differently. If you can't find any wife, no woman, you're fat, I don't know what you are. Yeah, you're you have your mid, what do you call it? Middle-aged paunch, that's the right word. Middle-aged paunch that... many of my chaverim, my Baruch Hashem, already a couple of decades into. And I try very hard to keep it off. And I give you a bracha, you should all try to keep it off too. It's for your health purposes. I'm not talking about looks, so purely about health. So Rabosai. So no one wants to marry him. Nobody. For money, they'll marry him. Okay. Money, everyone wants money. So the implication of this Tosfos is, you got to sell the Sefer Torah to marry the Lav Basbon. I repeat. The increment... the discrepancy between a basbonim and a not basbonim requires you to sell a Sefer Torah that you're not supposed to do. But, if it's a choice of having any wife or no wife, for that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. It's not beferish in Tosfos, it's implied in Tosfos. It's implicit in this Tosfos. If that's the case, Rabosai, if I'm right, guess what? Come on, fill in the blank. Tosis is exactly the opposite of the Nemuka Yosef. Nemuka Yosef said, you sell a Sefer Torah for what purpose? Come on. No? You sell a Sefer Torah to have additional children, but not to marry not basbanim. Tosis, the Omeris, is exactly the reverse. You sell a Sefer Torah, so you shouldn't be single. But if you can find a wife who will be happy to marry for no money, but she's not a Bas Bonin, you're not permitted to sell a Sefer Torah to marry a Bas Bonin. So we have Rabbi Osei, a total of four Shittas. Okay, I don't think you can have more than that. Who's good in the probabilities? Okay, I don't think you can have any more than that. Right? There are only two variables. Right? Either you sell for additional children and sell to marry a wife if you want to, can't have otherwise, any wife. So the Ramban says you sell for both. The Rabbi says you sell for neither. Then the Mugi Yosef from the Ritva says you sell only for extra children, but not for a wife who has no children. And the Torah seems to say exactly the reverse. You'd sell for a wife who, because you can't find any wife, so to avoid being single, you sell the Sefer Torah. But if you can find a wife who is not a Bas Bonim, you know how to sell the Sefer Torah to find a Bas Bonim. Mamish min akot al akot. Baruch Hashem, four holy tzaddikim and four holy opinions. Yes, sir.
What do you see from the first day in Tosfos? He doesn't really say anything about. He just says that there's an old Nafkin. He doesn't say what Nafkin is, though. I mean, you can read it. You could theoretically say it's
a thing. Parsha Pshat is that the Ritva held it the first day in Tosfos.
He doesn't hold it the second day, but what do you see
okay.
About?
Parsha Pshat is that way.
Okay. If Parsha is Gemara, Pshat and Gemara,
are you saying? Based on the Gemara. Look at Rabbi Akiva, read it again. There are four sheets. Four sheets. How do we paskin? Come, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if you've seen the Shulchan Aruch yet. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. How do you pass in Shaila? It's a serious question. So the Chelkos Mechokek in Siman Aleph, Siv Katan, Hey. One moment. Why am I finding out the Q&A here? Here we go. Vega is going over here. My eyes, it's I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's Os Hein or B'Kivegas. They have a B'Kivegas or Os Yosef in this edition. My mistake. It's the Chalkas Mechokek Os Yud. Os Yud. You found the Ritva B'Ferish. You don't sell us a Torah. These are Isha Sheina Basbon. Where did he get it from? He got it from the first day in Tosfos. Okay? So you sell us a Torah of a Pruruvu for additional children. Avam Mishum Lo Tov. Lo. So according to the Mishnah, you wouldn't even sell it for additional children. We passed like Rabbi Yeshua. He only had two children. You should still sell us a Torah. For the Avatana Kadecha, by Royal Holid. Ain't a Royal Holid, only Lo Tov. But Zek Kayam Adin, Lo Yimka Sefer Torah. The Kamot Adin Achi, the Tana de Masnissin, who Adin Adin Dan, Beshena Royal Holid. That's Pshat Neritva. Rabbi Kibeg is right over here. I made a mistake. It's the Chelkos Mechoga Sifkotten Yud, not Sifkotten He. Fine. This is what the Yeah, this is what he says. So the Chelkos Mechokin Psach Halacha. How did he pass in Halacha Lamaisa? He passed like the Ramban. The Ramban? The Seller Sefer Torah, whether you have a son and a daughter, don't have a son and a daughter, he quotes the Ramban and Mechamah Sahedri, quotes him verbatim. Then he has the Kash. The last line of the Ramban is for Afal Gav the Lekel L'Shevas Yitzor. Right? There's no L'Shevas Yitzor because you already have a boy and a girl. So the question becomes Rebbe Osai, but the Lush of the Gemara Megillah is you sell us a Torah for L'Shevas Yitzor. Here Rebbe Osai, he has fulfilled already L'Shevas Yitzor. Says the Chalkos Mechokek, even if you have a boy and a girl, and you're going to marry a woman who cannot have any more children, you still sell the Sefer Torah, the Ramban said. Neachet, the person should be single. He writes as follows. Says, I read it to you. Lashon of the Chalkos Mechokek Os Yud. Look what he says. The after Mipshah Gemara Mashman Megillah. The Tam Mechira Sefer Torah Lisisha Umishim Sheves Etzara. Mikomakom. Isu Dehira Arvera Koshe Mishemes Etzara. Ukemosha Kosov Bal Truma Sadesh. Vechenu Behedim Mechamas Hashem. Rabbi Osai, in my humble opinion, is Bechenad is leaves a wrong impression. If you take it literally, the Mechamas Hashem agrees with the order of things. It's not true. The Mechamas Hashem says that in order of things, having children is more significant than Chet. Only thing is, yourself or both. But the way the Ramban, the way the Chalkos Mechokek wants the Ramban, he says, look, Chet is more significant than having extra children. The Rabbi said that way. The Rabbi said you don't sell for Chet Kavachom for not having children, not having more children. The same, when he quotes the Ramban B'chein Kosav, yes, the Halacha L'Mais, the Ramban sees self for both. But the way the order goes, I think the Ramban's order is different than the Chalkos Mechokek. The Ramban's order is more likely you would sell for what we call Shevas or the Erev than for Lo Tov. It was on Levado, and the Chalkos Mechokek, although in the Halacha, quotes the Ramban, has the other way around. Yisrael for Lo Tov as Levado, even more Kavachomer from L'Shevas Yitzor and L'Erev Matan Chedech. I'm just pointing out, if you look at the Chalkos Mechokek, you'll see it's a bit different than the order that we saw in the Ramban. Yes, sir?
Is the selling of the Sefer Torah, is that a sign of you have to use all your money and then you sell a Sefer Torah, or is that like you could just sell your Sefer Torah instead of spending other money?
You're asking a different question. A guy has money tied up in real estate or in the stock market. You're just thinking like an American Jew with Baruch Hashem, this is Ravchus. They had no money, they were penniless. All you had was a Sefer Torah. That's Pasha Pasha. Let's sell them, sell a stock in IBM, and then sell a Sefer Torah.
But you would have to sell all your money.
IBM can go down, you know. Can't. Sefer Torah should go down. Anyway. Rabosai, this idea of the Chelkos Mechokek is disputed by the Beis Shmuel. It's all on your Makor. I don't know if you've gotten there yet, but you'll see it later. Os Tes Vav. Goes to the big deal. He also in the Mukayosa said you don't sell to Maralab Bas Bonin. You don't. Fine. And he writes as follows. Why don't you sell? Chelkos Mechokek is bringing a raya that Lotov versus Levado, because to avoid chatoim of personal single, is more significant than having additional children. Says the Beis Shmuel as follows. Yeshloma. Le'inyan Mechira Sefer Torah Shiny. The Tzorech Lasos Bedomim Mitzvah Velo Hatzolas Aveira. Beautiful Svara. Maybe you're right that in abstract, Hatzolas Aveira is more important than the extra mitzvah of Le'erav Tanach Yedecha. But you're selling a Sefer Torah, you have to convert the cash into something positive. Sukkos and Megillah. You have to buy, you sell a Teva, you buy a Mitpachas, Nevi'im, Ksuv, you know, the hierarchy. There's only one thing. I have to say this a little bit. There's only one thing higher on the hierarchy than a Sefer Torah. You know what that is? A human being. My rabbi has a famous piece. I mentioned Faglichen to a Sefer Torah. He wrote it in Yiddish and it was translated into Hebrew, into English, into Maisa. What did you translate into? English? The translator is right over here, right in Mamash, in our room, with Zeichen. The Rav said a person that can say Sefer Torah, his memory goes, he's more cotton, right? You have to rip when the Sefer Torah is burned, that's when the person dies. But let's talk in the positive, let's think positive. You have a Sefer Torah, you have to sell the Sefer Torah so another human being can come into this world, even though you have already a boy and a girl. Oh! But saving yourself from chet is greater on the axiological ladder, but it's a negative. It's a negative. You can't trade it in. You trade up. I know you guys have cars, or some of you, right? You trade in your 2005, and you get a 2012. Oh. Upgrade. But you wouldn't trade in your 2005 for some negative thing. I want something tangible. That's the Beis Shmuel saying over here in Sivkot and Tetzvah. Understand very well, this would explain to us the Shita that we just quoted, that you would sell, the Mukayosa, you would sell for a boy, to have a son, boy or a girl, after your son and daughter, but not to save yourself from Ched. Even though it's a higher priority, not, you can't sell the Sefer Torah. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. Oh, it's interesting. It's a sefer called the Rosh Pina. The Rosh Pina was a sefer by the great Talmud Chacham, a super commentary on the Beis Shmuel and Chelkos Mechokek. Like a Machta Shekel in Prima Godim. He writes in his Akdama. There's no Prima Godim in Ebenezer. There's no Machta Shekel. What are we going to do? I'll write it. So he wrote it. He says that the Gemara has the following expression. You may sell your sefer Torah for one other thing besides Puruvu. Who knows what else that is? Yeah?
Pidyon Shuvu
is a discussion. Not going into that right now. You're allowed to sell your Sefer Torah, Bosai, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's Mefurash Gemara. Says the Holy Rosh Pina, you sell your Sefer Torah to have a child, because that child can learn Torah. We're not going to get into the problem, what if it's a girl? I'm not politically correct right now to get into that right now. I'm not getting in there. Rabosai, the Shulchan Aruch has two deis. Do you sell the Sefer Torah of a Bas Bonim, yes or no? You already have a son and a daughter. Some say yes, some say no. The first day is no. The second day is yes. What's the klali hamachaber? Any from Sfaradim here? What's the klali hamachaber? There's of course a din and the v'yesh omer. What does that? Rabbi Vadya's pages and pages. What does that really mean? He's more leaning to which day? The first, correct. Our Ashkenazi scholars know that. So the mechaber says one din. Stop. Don't sell the sefer Torah. He goes to yesh omer to sell the sefer Torah. So the mechaber is no temor that you should not sell the sefer Torah. Comes the Beis Shmuel in Sifkot and Tezayin and is angry with the Mechaber for saying this way. Who do you have on your side? Says the Beis Shmuel to Rabbi Yosef Karo. Who's on your side? My daddy is stronger than your daddy. Who's on your side? You know who's on your side? He found two. Didn't have a right. He found two. Who are the two? You should maybe know by now by seeing inside. He said at the beginning, I said, we'll stall off. The Baal HaMor, right? Take the Baal HaMor. By Beis Shmuel, it's knows about the Baal HaMor. I read it from the Rav because the Rav was more strict. He said it right to the point. Okay, if you look at the Baal HaMor, we'll see soon that he holds you're not supposed to sell the Sefer Torah against the Rambam. Interesting. The Rav and the Baal HaMor on the same page. That's usually they're fire and water. Can you imagine the Ramban and the Rav and the Baal HaMor agreeing with something against the Ramban? That's not an everyday occurrence. Okay. Not to sell the Sefer Torah for additional children. Let's take a look. Okay. The riff conveys an impression that you sell the Sefer Torah. We don't hold this way. Okay. We pass against the Mishnah that you have to, say about somebody if you had a boy and a girl. Second. Hold on. 1 second. Do I have it straight? Let's see. The Beis Shmuel is as follows. Mechaber is the first day. The lesser. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The Rosh Kasa of the Mochrin. Chenudas Hamor of Rabban. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The Rosh and the Baal HaMor. I was wrong. The Rosh and the Baal HaMor and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Mukha Yosef all say to sell it. Who says not? The Rosh and the Baal HaMor said that the Rif said no. That's true. The Rosh and the Baal HaMor say that the Rif, by quoting the Mishnah, said no. Ein Mukhach, the Ramban said yes. We have a general rule in Pesach Halacha. If we have poskim who say a certain thing, and others say that another person said a certain thing, that those who say it themselves have carried greater weight than some who attribute it to others. It is no exception. So writes the Beis Shmuel. I'm sorry, I said it wrong before. The Beis Shmuel says in Beferish and Sifkotan, Tes Zayin. Shoyin. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, the Beis Shmuel's passed that you should sell the Sefer Torah. You should sell the Sefer Torah. You should. Number one, he didn't have a rabbi. Number two, he didn't know about Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That says according to the Ri, you wouldn't sell the Sefer Torah. Punch about the rest of what the Ri says. You wouldn't sell the Sefer Torah. And it sounds like Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that even we pass in that way. Right? In other words, you could argue that the Ri. Oh, I'm sorry. I said it wrong again. I'm going to end with this from both sides. It's true the Ri said, look, you don't have it in front of you. I, the back quotes Tosfos, that says, Ein Mochrin, no, lo dok, kisham kosvu kein aliba da masnisin, av Rabbi Yeshua pshita the Torah limka v'chainikar. This is what the Ramban said. Sure, the Ri is right within the Mishnah. But we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. There's only one problem. I'll end with this from both sides. That's called Piskei HaTosfos. I'm not sure how a lot of Piskei HaTosfos is. The Bible Piskei HaTosfos. Who wrote it? Who wrote Kitta Piskei HaRosh? Who wrote Piskei HaTosfos? Is it saying on the front cover? Who wrote Piskei HaTosfos? Someone took the Tosfos in the Shas and starts writing Piskei Din based on that. Who wrote it? I'm just curious. Is it saying the first page? Who wrote? It's very important. Who wrote Piskei HaTosfos? Who wrote them? Anybody know? Anybody know who wrote it?
Just says Biskitosis.
Does it say in the front who wrote it?
First line of the...
Doesn't say who wrote it. I'm wondering, maybe he got it wrong. But the Piskatosis, whoever wrote it, find it. Do me a favor, but I know, tell me by Sunday who wrote it. I want to know how reliable it is. Find out. Someone else wrote it. A human being wrote it, not by itself. Okay? The Piskatosis over here in our Perek says here in Os Kuf Yud Alf, it's page, there's no page in this. It's right after the Masechta. He says it based on our Tosis. So the Piskei Tosis says, says this way, that you would not sell. So the only avenue, you have the Piskei Tosis on that side and the Raivad on that side. And the Balamor and the Rosh Lefi Arif. But the Rif never said it. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Beis Shmuel is probably right. We would sell the Sefer Torah. Yes.
It says over here that Piskei Tosfos was written by one of the Bali Tosfos. We don't know which one.
That was a problem. We have a computer. We don't know which one. So the question is, did he get it right? Maybe he got it wrong. Maybe the Beis Shmuel is right. Yes.
He's a Rishon, right?
He was a Rishon, but as we often said, not everybody who lived in the time of the Amoraim was an Amora. In the time of the Gaon, it was a Gaon. And then the time of the Rishon was a Rishon. I mean, he learned in that same base Medrash. If he gave me a name, I'd feel much better. You know what? Let's stop. I don't want to go late. We'll stop here. Rabbi says, so we're all set for tomorrow, for the major Shabbaton. I express my regrets to those who are missing it.